Okay, he's in a situation right now. And what he was trying to do was, he was trying to do to me what he has done to all of those other people in that group. Right? Hughes, and the story that he's in, the fantasy that he's been living in, is just pretending like he's in charge of everything. Now, he got control of the people in that containment group because of what his father did to that criminal organization and the larger humanity. Okay, that situation reached its conclusion before this. And I mean, some parts of it are obviously still playing out, but the situation, well, because the deals that Goering's father made in the larger humanity are affecting, you know, stuff that Goering's getting to do, stuff that, like, Little Ninja Girl and Elon are getting to do. So that situation has played itself out before this, and things, this is like the destiny where the things happening in the larger humanity are playing out here in a way that we have to deal with, where it's affecting what's going on here, but these people here are actually separate from it, meaning they get to move past it in a colonization process, in a colonization planet. Now look, I'm gonna talk very calm. I'm gonna be very nice. I'm not angry at anybody, the people that are here. I'm gonna be judged on how effectively I can work with the people here when we move past this. It's part of my professional responsibilities. Okay, we're obviously not gonna have to work with people like Hughes. Okay, he's gonna, you know, the process will process him. And he'll end up in rehabilitation or wherever he ends up, and we won't have to deal with him. But as far as the people from the younger generations, all you have to do is look at the progress that I've made with the people that I'm working with. Okay, I'm not working with them like they're, you know, criminals or they're my peers. And in the environment that I'm in, I'm not at the top of the hierarchy in terms of like where I'm working. I mean, I'm closer to the bottom. And I've made friends with these people. Got a relationship, got friends, got people. And that's, yeah, but that's an indication. Forget about all the story stuff for a second. Forget about all the story stuff. There's a lot of people have been assembled in various groups that have been, you know, terrorized by Hughes. Or these are people that were basically rescued from these types of situations in the larger humanity and are you know, moving past it in a colonization process, far away from the situations that they would have been born into. And the older criminals, they get stuff out of it. Like, why would they put their children into the colonization process? Well, for two primary reasons. They're either trying to take control of it or because they want out of the situation that they're in because they know they're reaching the end of their criminal careers. So they either made deals with the criminal justice system like snitches in a way, or they are trying to take control of it. But I mean, the outcome is going to be similar for all of them. But like Goering's father, obviously one of the snitches, because the Little Ninja Girl and me and Elon are getting put with me. So he's like the biggest snitch. But that's from a criminal point of view. Like an informant, somebody that decided to make deals, that's, you know, if from my perspective, that's a positive thing. Okay, there's two different perspectives when dealing with this, just so you understand. Okay, say, and you want to, I understand that you want to understand, like, that's a legitimate thing to want to understand, and I'll explain it to you right now. I won't even wait till tomorrow to do the, I'll explain it on the ride home. Your grandfather, like Goering, and what's happening here is sort of like what happened there, just on a smaller scale in a containment environment. So your grandfather, I think he made deals with Hughes's father thinking he could get control of the criminal organization from Hitler's father. Kind of like Goering, when Nixon made deals with Hughes, thinking he could get control from Hitler. But it went horribly wrong. And because he was aware of more of it, because he had made secret deals with him, yeah, but that's within a criminal organization. I don't know if that's, you know, that bad of a thing. I'm sure Hitler's father was probably betraying him and he was, you know what I mean? But the fact that they tried to like form allegiances or you know, tried to utilize like Hughes's father like as if he was a weapon. They lost control. Homosexuality in its worst instance, like at its worst, you don't control it. And it, like, as if you're driving it or using it like a tool or a weapon. It's the most destructive, most dangerous type of mental illness. They weren't qualified to handle it. They didn't understand. So your grandfather, first, they got Hughes's father into their group out of trouble, right? And the process, you know, it, in some ways they might have allowed it to, the real leaders might have allowed it to happen in a way so that they could, you know, bust them. Not then they didn't do it, but they might have allowed certain things to happen because it resulted in the downfall and the, you know, controlled processing of the largest criminal organization, which that's not by accident. That's not a coincidence. That's not by accident. But when it all plays out, I can guarantee you with almost complete certainty that the real leaders, that they didn't do it. They might have let certain things happen and contained it in a way where it resulted in the you know, the downfall and the dismantling in a controlled environment of the largest criminal organization in the larger humanity. So your grandfather and Hitler's father and them, they were power struggling, which the leaders of criminal organizations usually are. And Hughes's father became something that, you know, they saw do just unbelievable things and had some, you know, sick, twisted brilliance in a way where he was able to do things and he was able to get to people and manipulate people. But that's obsession. They now understand that his ability to do things was driven by obsession and homosexuality, a perverse obsession that would break people down sexually, like how Hughes terrorizes people, like in weirdly perversely sexual ways, and like breaks them down, like a pervert. Well, they didn't understand what they were dealing with. So your grandfather, Hermann's father, he made deals, you know, allegiances with Hughes's father. Obviously, it went horribly wrong. Then he made deals with the real leaders. He reached out to the real leaders and said, this guy, we're done, we're fucked. And he became aware of things that other people weren't aware of, like Hermann becoming aware of the breeding scandal. Like when Hermann becomes aware of the breeding scandal and realizes he has a hand in it, where he's like linked back to like suggesting it to Hughes. Well, your grandfather obviously suggested something to Hughes's father that then he did throughout the criminal organization across many empires and many planets. This would be like if every country was a planet and they were president in like 150 of the countries through lots of different empires, lots of different planets. Very old, an older criminal organization. So he made deals with Hughes's father, may have suggested them some things, like Hermann may have suggested some things to Hughes, became aware of it quite a while ways later that he had went and done it on a very large scale, and basically panicked and made deals with the real leaders, with the real criminal justice system, and had a big part in busting him. So you and the little ninja girl, you get partnered with me. I'm going to give you the opportunity to earn involvement in the advanced process. It doesn't have anything to do with liking anybody. Me and her got along real well. Yeah, but me and her chose our friendship / relationship. We structured it. We structured it ourselves. We decided how we ended up. We both had, you know, even influence in determining how we ended up. And we're both, you know, pretty happy with the relationship that we're in right now. Well, me and you and her are going to go through a similar process where we determine how after processing, you can, you know, we'll build a really close group of people. I understand that you don't want to be in the public story when you find out you're a servant where the criminals are. I understand that you're in a role. You got that role so we could bust Hughes. Because you got the busting Hughes part. Because of your grandfather and the deals he made with my parents and the leaders in the larger humanity, the criminal justice system. So you're in that role because Hughes is going to fixate on stealing your fortune. and you're going to help bust them, which is what you're doing right now. Well, they're satisfied that the obligations of the process and how the deals that were made, and that you've got to, you know, you understand where you came from and some of those things. So finish out your service and try to, you know, try to, here's, let me give you a suggestion. And this is a good suggestion. You've got a few years. It's still in service before processing. And we're all going to end up in the same little group when we get processed. And we'll form a real close little group. I mean, we can, to the point where we can all live in the same house and be a family and all that kind of stuff. And we will. But right now, you know what's going on, and you have the confidence. You now have a confidence that none of them have. Let me give you a little pep talk. Because you're going to be my guy. You're going to be representing some stuff. And you now have a confidence that none of them have, that you have a spot with the main leader. You know it's not bullshit. You know it's not a story because of what your sister's doing with me. And me and her are obviously building a long-term thing with what we're doing. We're not in this for the next few weeks, the next few months. We're in this for the next lifetime at least. So you have that confidence now. So over the next few years, lead some of them. Not in a role in a story where you're just a fucking joke and you're just, you know, you're humiliating and just embarrassing, just flailing around, which is what you're doing right now. When you find out that you're in a role and that, you know, that it's just a comical joke, now you can actually, when you're dealing with them privately, and even when you're in your role in the public story, you can be a real leader. You can say, okay, all of you, we all now know things that we didn't know up until recently. We're all in a fucked up situation where the children, the grandchildren, the great-grandchildren are some of the worst criminals in the larger humanity. His parents are in charge of a colonization process. My grandfather's a rat. He fucked up. He made deals with his parents. I get to work with him now. I'm going to lead some of you and inspire some of you to do good, and maybe some of you can get involved in those projects also. Be that for the next few years. I'm going to integrate you into what me and her are doing no matter what. You can go get fucked up every day and just flail for a few years if you want. Or you can make the most of it. Be reasonably sober and lead them and inspire them for the next few years with that confidence. You know you have a guaranteed spot doing stuff with me. You know that you do. Because your grandfather's a rat and made a deal. And from my perspective, he's an informant that made the right decision at the right time. And he did the right thing and reached out to law enforcement and busted Hughes's father. So that's a positive thing, I think it is. But because of that, you got a guaranteed spot with me. And me and you will go through a similar process. We're not going to, like, not the exact same process that me and the little ninja girl went through, obviously. But me and you will go through a similar process, and you and her will go through a similar process. And based on the results of that, we'll determine our relationship. I'm sure all three of us will get along just fine. And anybody else that we add to our small little group in the family that we build. Don't worry about that. That'll be fine. We'll do good. But over the next few years, you can really do some good and establish yourself as a real leader. And if you want to establish yourself as a real leader, use that confidence. And I'll tell you, listen, you have a guaranteed place with me. You don't have to worry about it. There's no pressure. You're in a role. You know how bad you could fuck up and they'll either cover shit up or you. All you have to do is just lead them and inspire them and try to find ones that can participate. Be confident. Be like, you know, the steady, like the rock, the steady, confident, you know, become an actual leader in what you know now to be true. And inspire some of those other people that are in similar situations, but that don't necessarily have a guaranteed spot working with the real leader. In you know, in 50 years or 100 years, you won't be just some grandson of a criminal. You'll be doing whatever I'm doing. You'll have earned it. You'll be on your way to becoming an advanced human with, like, enhanced mental and physical functionality through your own merit, your own achievement, and you'll have earned it. You're not that right now, though. Right now, you're the legacy of a criminal that is, you know, part of a colonization process, and you haven't earned it yet. I'm telling you how you can begin to earn it. Okay, she's earning it and has been for a while. You're not yet. You can begin to start earning it by begin to start really leading them with the information that you now have. You don't have to handle anybody. I'll deal with Hughes and these other people. You don't have to handle anybody. You just need to be confident and inspire them and try to lead some of them into this. And you'll begin to earn wherever you end up with me and her and whoever else we bring into our small group and family, okay? That's what you can do. I'll work with you on like weekends and some weekdays and we'll do stuff and we'll hang out. And that's going to be a lot of fun. And professionally and socially and in a fun way. But try to focus on leading them. I'm going to give you the opportunity. The older leaders are going to structure environments where you can actually deal with them in a more direct way. And I'll give you projects to do. We can do fun stuff. The photography stuff, the TikTok stuff. We will do a photography for the lifetime. Creative stuff, photography. It'll be the really fun stuff. The really, really fun stuff. We will. And start to earn it. And just understand that a lot of people have sacrificed a lot of things over a very long time for this outcome. And after years, decades, you won't be just the grandson of a criminal. You'll be a hardworking participant that has become a much better person and has earned his involvement and is a valuable member of a team and, a valuable member of a family, a real family. That's what we're building. And that's how you can really earn your place in it. Just begin to lead those people. You have my support. It goes a long way. Don't waste it.